turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. This is SB Nation Radio.
A new generation of sports radio.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour featuring Bill Harmon.
Good shot.
It's about time.
Hey, it is about time. I mean, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. I wanted to, but I just couldn't do it.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour is powered by Insperity. With the golf doctor, Charlie Epps, here's your host, John Granato.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. As the lady just told you, I am John Granato, and I'm in the Houston studios. Charlie Epps is out of the country, out of pocket, cannot be with us today, but he will be back next week with us here on SB Nation. Billy Harmon is not in studio today, and that's a good thing because he's back home at his palatial estate. Bill, welcome in.
It's great to be home and great to be back on the show.
It is great to have you here. Wish that we could see you like we did, but it's much better for you to be where you're at. You feeling good?
I feel pretty good. Just so happy to be home. I've been away for 3.5 months, as you know, and boy, it's just nice to be in your own bed and everything.
I'll bet it is. Good. I'll bet it is.
Everything is good.
Feeling good, looking good, and Billy Harmon is sounding good right here.
Definitely not looking good.
You're looking great to me, Bill. That's all.
Thank you.
When last we talked, we were going to the final round of the Women's Olympics, Bill. And and finished Enby Park, and she just played beautifully all week long. So she definitely deserved it. Lydia Ko, and then Shan Shan Feng gets the bronze, and Jarena Pillar just falls apart. She's having a hard time, Bill. It's not easy to learn to win, and she just doesn't have that yet.
Well, I think she's a late bloomer. You know, she came to golf kind of late. I don't think she was ever exposed to all the big tournaments as a young lady. I think, though, you know, she puts herself there almost every week, which says a lot about her ability. So she might be just one of those that has to learn from it. I think she will. She's got a beautiful swing. She plays good. But it's definitely a trend of her not being able to finish on Sundays. And it's something she'll have to deal with. And I think as a golfer or any athlete, when that's the case, every time you fail a little bit, it gets a little bit harder. But I'm betting on her. I think she's too talented. Once again, kind of a late starter in golf. Big upside, I'd say. Real big upside.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And quite frankly, the Olympics goes, Enby Park, Lydia Ko, Shan Shan Feng, you know, for the most part, Asian golfers, Bill, and, you know, America's got a little ways to catch up. I mean, the Asian golfers are definitely ahead, especially on the women's side anyway, ahead of where America is.
I glanced at the scores this morning on the LPGA Tour. They're playing up in Canada, and there's not one American in the first 19 players, not one.
Wow.
That's amazing to me, just absolutely amazing.
You know, who was it that said, our guy, he said that it's because of Title IX. Title IX.
That's what Bruce said, yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Davidson said Title IX has ruined American golf, women's golf anyway, because you get in, you don't have to work hard, you'll get that scholarship, and you just don't have to put the time in. You get maybe unmerited, unwarranted scholarships, and you're not out there, you know, grinding and pounding like the girls are out there in other countries to get ahead.
You know, that's a very interesting theory, I think, and I'm not too sure it's right or wrong, but I think it has some merit to it, because I think what we're seeing with the Asian players is how accomplished they are as kids. Forget in their early 20s, you know, as teenagers, they're unbelievably accomplished. And so it has to have something to do with their training and their discipline. And quite frankly, I'm not too sure too many American girls would want to trade places and live under that kind of discipline. And so the other interesting thing about some of the Asian players, they seem to burn out pretty quick.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of them playing well as they hit their 30s. So it's an interesting thing to observe. I think it's still, the sample size now is about 20 years old. But the sample size tells us that they're superior. I don't think you can doubt it. Any of it. Golf's a low score wins. There's no mystery to it. You know.
Right. Well,
and they shoot lower.
We have academies for tennis, but I don't know that do we have the same kind of. I know in Korea they have the academies for the young, for the women, for the girls, and they go to school and they just live there and they play golf all day long, and they go to school as well. I'm not sure that we do that here, do we?
No, not really, and I'm not too sure that we should. You know, I think at the end of the day, John, you have a son who's playing college sports, and at the end of the day, you want him to be a well-balanced kid. And so I don't know if their style will ever take on over here, just because we're, I think, more of a free society. But it certainly does work when it comes to competitive golf. I don't think there's any question that they are superior in every way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
They just are.
Yep. And we'll see if we can't get it back, but you're right. I mean, looking at the leaderboard this week and a bunch of leaderboards.
You know, one of the things that holds us back, too, of the great lady players that we have, you go with Stacey Lewis, and none of them are by nature great putters. And it's hard to be a great player unless you're a great putter. You just can't hit it good enough to be a great player and not putt good. And the Asian girls seem to, you know, almost be oblivious to nerves and tension. And they have that almost metronomic stroke. You know, it's hypnotic when you watch it. The rhythm and the pace of it is so beautiful. And so I'd say right now, I can't say it's cyclical. I think right now we are so far behind them, it's just fascinating to me.
Really is. Really is. Billy Harmon and in the desert while we were here, and where we're here, where it is not the desert, trust me, it rains every day here in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you don't, well, you like the rain. You said you like the rain, Bill.
Yeah, because I live in the desert. I don't ever get to see the rain.
Right.
It's okay with me.
Right. Yeah. All right with you. But I'm going to tell you here, we try to play golf. It's unbelievable.
No, you got no chance.
No chance. No chance whatsoever.
Nah, not in the summer. You can't do it.
And not only is it, 900 degrees, but it's you're in a swamp. So
yes, it is.
Hey, Bethpage Black is looking awfully good. I love watching golf there, Bill. It is a beautiful course, and Patrick Reed is playing beautifully. And we got a nice leaderboard.
Tremendous leaderboard and a tremendous course. Another Tillinghand course, the guy who designed Wingfoot, has a lot of Wingfoot in it, I would say. But just a marvelous golf course, not tricked up, nothing weird about it. Just like most Tillinghast courses, just seem to have a few more hard holes on it than other courses. And very demanding into the greens, and if you don't drive it in the fairway, it's hard to get the ball on the green. So it's going to test everybody's skills this week, that's for sure. The guy who plays the best will be the guy that wins, but I was shocked at how Jordan Spieth turned his round around yesterday. He was so bad the first 8 holes. Mm. Anybody else would have been 4 or 5 over. And he hung in there to be 2 over and then went on a birdie binge. The next thing you know, he shoots 67. He's a remarkable young man, I think.
Really is. Yeah, that is a beautiful hit. Had an eagle as well.
Anybody else would have been 4 or 5 over after 8 holes.
He was,
only 2 over.
I noticed, though, too, Bill, watching him, that he doesn't seem to be losing his temper. It sounds
like he's been working on it.
Yeah, he's not as expressive as he was. You know,
He mentioned that recently, that he can't keep talking to Michael after every shot. Just hit a shot, hand him the club, and go get it. Go find it. It doesn't have to be a Broadway play after every swing.
Right, right. And I noticed that on Thursday. He missed a short putt. He three-putted. One green, and I noticed that he was, you know, earlier this year, he might have, you know, been more demonstrative, mm-hmm. and he wasn't.
No, I think he's doing a good job there. He gets it. You know, this guy is nothing but success. And so, you know, if he hadn't played so great last year, we've talked about it on the show ad nauseum, he's actually having a great year. We're just comparing it to last year, which was a year like almost nobody's ever had. Maybe three or four people in the history of the game have played in majors like that for four majors in 1 year. So I don't compare him to that. I compare him to the rest of the world, and he's pretty damn good.
Well, and it's funny. I'm watching it with somebody, and they said, we're watching it over at Nick's place. We did the show on Thursday. Oh, well, he's having a terrible year. I said, really?
Huh.
I said, really? With a couple of wins? I said, really?
He's like third on the money list. You know, third in FedEx Cup points. Third in
it's unbelievable.
Top three and everything. But, he's having a terrible year.
But when you compare it, like you said, you know, to last year, you said, like Aaron Rodgers last year, you know, he was seventh on the list of fantasy points. He was terrible last. Okay. All right. We got one in.
Don't take him off the team this year. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, right. One in with three to go here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's your host, John Granato.
Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance, and internationalproam.com. You feel like playing? Go down to Puerto Vallarta with Charlie and Billy, and go have yourself a great week. It's the first week of December. They have a great time. You, three of your buddies, and a pro go down there and you compete all week long. I think they got, I don't know how many. It's a ridiculous number of teams. It's awesome. It's great competition. Charlie's going to buy you a margarita while you're down there. So go to internationalproam.com. Find out for yourself. If you love to compete, you want to go see, the courses are just beautiful. A Weisskopf and a Nicklaus that are just gorgeous. And it's in Puerto Vallarta. Beautiful accommodations. Internationalproam.com. Billy Harmon with us here from Palm Springs, and I'm in Houston, and we are the Charlie Epps Golf Hour this week. Charlie is in Europe playing golf, and he shot 70?
Said he shot 70 at Prestwick.
How about that?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he said he was hitting it so bad, right? He wasn't.
Oh, he was whining to us the whole time, wasn't he, John?
Yeah. I mean, that he couldn't hit it in the air. Couldn't get it off the ground.
I couldn't. He's hitting 6 iron, 60 yards.
Yeah.
I can't play anymore.
Shoot 70. 70. I ain't never believe in him again.
Have you checked out the scores today at Bethpage?
How about that?
You can't believe how high they are. Are you looking at that?
Well, you know, that it was starting to get windy out there, Bill. And if it's windy out there, it doesn't look like it's much protection for the guys.
There's two guys that are already 6 over. There's five guys are already 5 over. There's another three that are, these are unbelievable scores. They could make this course as hard as they want to make it, I can tell you.
Yeah. Well, it looks
like they can dictate the winning score if they want. That's how good this course is.
You know, I was watching the other day with Rory. I was watching Rory on Thursday, and he had the deal with the ball moving on the green again, which it didn't look like he had done anything. And you know, that rule, I mean, the wind was starting to kick up and get blustery out there. And, you know, he was setting up behind the ball and all of that stuff. But watching Rory play, Bill, he doesn't seem to have that same confidence, that same command that he had when he looked like he was going to take over the tour.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have any joy in his game anymore. He used to be this kind of bouncy, bubbly kid. And, you know, ever since he lost number one, he really hasn't responded maybe the way we thought he would. He's still playing good, but certainly not on the level that he was and not the level, of course, we expect of him. But he's right in there this week. You know, he's I wouldn't be counting Rory out right now, but he has been kind of an interesting case study to watch someone as young and vibrant and talented as he is to almost play like he's got a dark cloud over him or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to put my finger on it.
Yeah, something is different, that's for sure. He doesn't seem to be, you know, he doesn't seem to have that same swagger, that same confidence that he had when he was up there at the top and just dominating. And he's going to, it seems like every tournament he's going to throw in a round up there in the mid-70s.
But, you know, back to what I said about the American girls, if you don't putt good,
yep,
it's hard to keep momentum. It's hard to get momentum. And then if you putt poorly, you can't keep any momentum you have. So putting is a great momentum builder in golf because they all hit it pretty good. And so, it's, you know, watch this Jordan Spieth. He's over 12-footer, and it's like it's good.
Yeah.
Don't you get that feeling watching him? He's going to make it every time?
Yeah. Well, last year and this year, I think that's where he hasn't been the same, and now it looks like it's coming back for him. So that's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, but he still looks like he's going to make them, even when he's not making them.
Right, right.
He has that look about him that if it didn't go in, it wasn't my fault. You know,
You know who's up there a lot of leaderboards right now, and we keep talking about him or seeing him, is Emiliano Grillo.
Yes, very good. Very good, boy. He seems to be learning. You know, he was right there in the hunt at the PGA. Didn't pull it off, but I think all of these things are very good learning experiences for players. And what it basically tells them is I'm good enough. I just have to believe that I'm good enough. And obviously the only way to do that is to finish one of these deals and win. But I expect him to have a tremendous, tremendous future in golf.
Yeah, he looks like he's real. And then there's Patrick Reed at the top, Bill. Beautiful round 66 to start, and then he backed it up with a 68, which was a really nice round as it got windy, and it was in some tougher conditions.
Yeah, so, another guy who's played pretty good, but he hasn't won, and so we don't think he's playing that good. But actually, he's been very consistent in the top 15 every week. Once again, if you don't putt real good, you're probably not going to win. But he'll be interesting to watch this week because he's got an edge to him. And it seems like when he gets in the hunt, it's almost like that edge or that mean streak that he has actually helps him. It's like he likes proving to you that he's better than you think he is, you know.
And I think he's got the great temperament for the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup, that he doesn't care what you think of him.
No, he doesn't. And I don't really think he does, to be honest with you, care. And he loves playing for his country, and he doesn't mind admitting that. And I think he'll be very interesting to watch this weekend because he's kind of volatile in his own little way. But he's one of those guys, John, when it's his turn to win, he seems to take it. You know, we were talking about Serena Piller. When it seems like her turn to win, she's just not ready to take it yet. I do believe she will at some point. But in his case, when it's his turn, he seems to handle it pretty good, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. He ain't scared, that's for sure. He ain't scared.
Oh, no, he's not backing off, that's for sure.
Would you pair him with Jordan again?
It's interesting that they like playing together. I think it's an interesting pairing. It's interesting that Jordan wants to play with him. And they were very successful at the President's Cup, but that was because Jordan was 9-under on his own ball.
That'll make for a good pairing.
You and I could have won that match playing with Jordan.
Yeah, but how important did you find that guys wanting to play together and that chemistry that played into it?
I think that's overrated.
You do?
Yeah, I think Jimmy Walker and Ricky Fowler wanted to play together, and they never won a match at the Ryder Cup. Now they have three matches, but they never did win one out of four. Dustin wanted to play with DJ, and they paired them together, and they got waxed 4-3. You know, Tiger always wanted to play with O'Meara, but they didn't win a lot. And so I think that's a little overrated myself. I think you really shouldn't care who you play with. I think they're all good players. Go out there and take it for the team, you know?
Yep, and sometimes...
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I think too much time is spent on who do you like, who you don't like, whatever. You know, the guys making birdies, you're going to like them.
Yeah. How you putting?
That's all I know.
How you putting?
You don't have to like them anyway. You just have to play good with them, you know?
That's all. That's all. Yeah, how you hitting it?
I mean, I like you, but it doesn't mean I'm going to play good every day because I like you.
No.
I'm paired with you.
Uh-uh.
It doesn't. I think that part is a little bit too much time is spent on it.
Yeah, but you know what? If it plays into a guy's mentality, but you're right.
Then,
maybe you
then
get,
you have to do it. Then you have to
right.
Do it.
But sometimes maybe you get too comfortable because you like the guy.
I agree with
you. You know? All right, that's a halfway point. We made the cut. Billy and I will be back on the other side for round three on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance right here on the SB Nation Radio Network.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's your host, John Granato.
Welcome back here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance, right here on the SB Radio Nation. John Granato in Houston, Billy Harmon is in Palm Springs, and we are here with you. Round three of the show. Bill, I was thinking about this because of the wind, and you see the scores up there today. It looks like Kyle Reifers is having a real hard time out there. He's four over today, seven over for the tournament. Guys are three. There's just a couple of guys under par today. One of them is Charles Schwartzel, and another one.
And this is the easy nine, by the way.
Yeah, right. They're playing the front, which is the easier of the two. Phil is one under even for the tournament, so that's good to see. Playing in the wind. I saw John Daly on Dave Marr the Third's show on the Golf Channel, and he said it's just as simple as putting the ball forward in your stance to hit it higher and back in your stance to hit it lower. He didn't change his swing at all, hand position, anything else. He said it's just as a matter of ball position. Is that what you teach?
Well, I would say that's certainly an accurate statement, but John doesn't change a lot of things.
No. Yeah, right.
Not just his swing, by the way. But no, I think as a rule of thumb, that's an easy way to do it. John's a field player. He's not a mechanic, so he probably does do that because he generally has a pretty long flowing swing, and he's kind of a full bore hitter. But he does play quite a few knockdown shots. He saws off his follow through quite a bit. I don't think he gave you the whole deal, but he did simplify it for you.
Yeah. Do you teach to change your swing at all? Is it a different follow through?
Yes, it is. If you want to hit a ball low into the wind, you don't want to swing hard at it because you put more spin on it. It'll ride up into the wind. So you want to take more club. Play the ball back, get it a little closer to the ball, and feel more three-quarter, two-thirds of the swing, backswing and follow-through. And that way you're not going to be hitting it so hard that you're going to put a lot of backspin on the ball. Speed usually translates into more backspin. So if you're going into the wind, you don't want more backspin. You want a flatter trajectory, not as much spin.
And swing easy when it's breezy, right?
Yeah, that always sounded good, didn't it?
Yep, swing easy when it's breezy. Let me ask you
this. That'll be $200, sir.
Thank you. But let me ask you this, because I've been having fairway bunkers. Hitting the ball first so that you don't get, you don't hit behind the ball, hitting the ball first, yet if you put the ball back in your stance, it's not going to go as high and possibly – you'll scull it a little bit more. Where's ball position in a fairway bunker?
Well, I think there's two ways to do it. I prefer actually playing the ball up a little bit and trying to pick it more than playing it back and hitting down on it. I think that playing it back and hitting down on it is fine if there's no lip in front of you. But if you have to get the ball up a little bit, then playing it back is not going to be good. So I would experiment with both methods. What you should do is play the ball up in your stance and then take a swing where you're going to try to hit it as high as you can hit it. And usually that shallows you out coming into the ball, and it's kind of easier to pick it instead of beating down on it so much.
Got it. That's Billy Harmon helping you with your game right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity. Are you watching the Golf Channel right now?
No. Is it golf on?
Well, it's the European Tour. They're in Denmark.
Yeah.
They're in Denmark, and it's surprisingly beautiful. I know. I always thought of Denmark, it's going to be freezing. You can't, but it, it is.
I saw some of it yesterday. It was very beautiful.
Yeah. It is August, so I guess there is a time of, when, I don't know why I thought they would still need to have parkas on, but it looks just beautiful. Outside of Scotland and England, Bill, did you find, where have you found surprisingly really good golf in foreign countries?
Well, there's good golf in Wales, but that's all I think part of the United Kingdom, you know. I haven't really played much golf other than been to South Africa. There's good golf there. There's good golf, great golf in Australia. I went to Morocco with my dad and Butch quite a few times, but I didn't think there was great. It wasn't a great golf mecca, just an interesting trip for sure. But I've never played in Asia, any places like that. So I haven't, other than Ireland, England, and Scotland, and the other places I went to, by the way, South Africa and Australia, I was there caddying. But when I caddy in a tournament, I feel as though I've played the course. I know the course. You know, so I know Royal Melbourne because I was on it 8 straight days, you know. So when I caddy on a course, I almost count that as playing it because I know all the nuances of the golf course.
Absolutely. Billy Harmon with us here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, Inspiring Business Performance. And the guys are out there at Bethpage Black. And the can you explain, okay, how does it go, Bill? Can you explain to everybody how, you know, we had all these golfers this week, and we are going to get down, what do we have, 120 this week?
And 125. And they'll eliminate 25 this week, so they'll start with 100 next week in Boston. And then they'll tear that down to 70, so that we'll lose another 30. And then they'll go to Crooked Stick, I believe, in Indianapolis, and they'll go from 70 to 30. And then when you get to Atlanta, you're making some cash, baby.
Yep, the top 30. The
you got
top 30
players for a $9 million purse, and that's not counting the FedEx bonuses and everything. So that's usually, unless you're a superstar, John, that's kind of the way a lot of guys judge the year. They would want to win a tournament and get to Atlanta. That would be a successful year for 95% or 99% of most tour players.
Well, and it's nice. We see the leaderboard. You know, we got the names out there. For the most part, you know, Ricky's out there, Jordan is out there, Jason Day is out there, Phil. This is a nice leaderboard, and we thought, you know, hey, if you're not going to be out there, and you can advance without being out there. And there are some guys that are taking advantage of that, but you can advance without being out there, that you should be here.
Yeah, there's something about it. I just I don't like taking these tournaments off. I think it's a, you know, I've talked about it. I think it's a slap in the face to FedEx. I really do, and the sponsors. And I think every now and then you got to think about what's best for the game of golf, what's not just best for me. And, you know, the PGA Tour has been an avenue that's allowed all these people to express themselves. And it's been the playing field that, you know, they get all the publicity. I don't know. I think at some point in time you have to figure out not only what's good for you, but how about what's good for the game, what's good for the tour, what's good for the health of the tour after I'm through playing. You know, what are my responsibilities to give back? I think rank should have more responsibility than privilege myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's an old-timer, huh?
I agree wholeheartedly, and I'm one of those old-timers as well. So I agree with you.
I just can't keep taking. I just don't like takers by nature. And how hard is it to play in these four tournaments? Now they give you a week off. So, come on. You know, what are you talking about? You go home and you're going to play golf anyway. So who cares? Play $9 million instead of $100 an ass off.
Yeah, right.
Come on, you know, big deal.
Hey, last week did you see Siwoo Kim? I'm watching him play, and for a guy who hadn't been there, young guy, he certainly held it together.
He was great.
Wasn't he?
I couldn't get over how good he was and how seasoned he appeared to be. And one of the things I noticed on Saturday, as his lead was increasing, he missed a couple makeable putts, and it bugged him. He was hot. I thought, that's pretty good, you know, because if he was scared, he wouldn't have got mad. You know what I mean? He said, okay, he's still got two shot leads. he was, I think, trying to, you know, grow the lead a little bit. And then he made some bogeys in the middle of the round on Sunday and got it back together and played beautifully coming in. I thought it was a terrific win. 21-year-old kid. The game of golf is healthy, folks. I don't care what most people think. I think it's very healthy. I really do. I think it's in great hands.
Yep, it absolutely is. That music means we got another one in the books and one to go right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, Inspiring Business Performance, right here on the SB Radio Network.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's your host, John Granato.
Welcome back in here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, our fourth and final round, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance right here on the SB Nation Radio Network. Bill, we're coming down the stretch here. We got this week. We got Deutsche Bank, right, coming up here. We've got the BMW, the Tour Championship, and then the Ryder Cup at Hazeltine. And Davis is looking at the guys now and seeing, you know, how you're playing. He's got to make some choices. We see Dustin, Jordan, Phil, Jimmy Walker, Brooks Koepka, Brant Snedeker, Zach Johnson, Patrick Reed, all up there in the top eight right now. And then, guys, what is he looking for down the stretch here for his captain's picks?
I bet he's rooting like crazy for Ricky to play good because I'm sure he wants Ricky on the team. You know, but Ricky hasn't been playing well either.
this week he is.
Sure, yeah, he's playing good this week. So I think he's probably real happy for that. Furyk has made kind of a late push, it looks like to me, to get on the team. But then again, he has a very poor record in the Ryder Cup. But Ricky doesn't have a stellar record in the Ryder Cup either. Of course, we lose every Ryder Cup, so how could you have a winning record if you're on losing teams all the time? So there's something to be said about that. I think his choices are going to be pretty difficult, to be honest with you. Having said that, no matter who you choose, they're good players, John. They're very good players. And you don't know who's going to get hot and play good that week, or a great player might not play good or run into a buzzsaw like, you know, Brendan Grace. You couldn't have beat Brendan Grace at the President's Cup in South Korea. He was 7, 8, 9 under par every day on his own ball. I know one day Chris Kirk played against him in a team event, and Chris Kirk was 7 under par on his own ball, and they lost 3-2. And everybody said, well, Chris Kirk didn't play good. He was a weak member of the team. Well, hell, he was 7 under par. What more could he do, you know? Another day, you could be 1 over par on your own ball, and you get Jordan Spieth making 9 birdies, and you win the match. Everybody says, oh, he's a great Ryder Cup player. You know, but a lot of, there's so much that goes on in these team events that the one-loss record doesn't really tell the whole story because the other thing that happens in match play is these guys are trying to birdie every hole. So they don't play like they do in a 72-hole event. So you see some uncanny golf played in these things where, you know, guys are 10 under after 12 holes and all kinds of weird stuff because the format itself lends itself, especially if you're playing with another guy, to go firing at it on all cylinders. So I think his choices will be difficult. But having said that, I think whoever he chooses is a good player. And we'll have a chance to play very good at Hazeltine. I think Hazeltine's a very vanilla course for the Ryder Cup, to be honest with you. Other than the 16th hole's a real weird hole, I think the course itself is quite vanilla. And I'll even go on record and say it's the worst course that ever held a major tournament. How does that sound?
Really? Why?
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Why?
I just don't think it has any...
No character?
You know, if you went to... the best page, you know you're playing a great course.
Yeah.
Just feel it. You play Hazeltine, it's a good course, but it's got nothing about it to me is great. Now, it's a great venue for the tournament. Don't get me wrong. It had the room and the space and all that stuff. But when you see it on TV, there's not going to be that many holes that you're going to go, wow, check this one out, you know? And even the look, let's say, on the 18th tee at best page, you know, those bunkers and the heather and the long grass and stuff. It's a beautiful look to it. You don't really see that. Hazeltine, to me, is kind of an innocuous, boring golf course.
Hmm. After Matt Kuchar's performance, do you feel like he almost he's a lock for Davis?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I think he's probably a lock. I think Ricky's a lock. I don't know if Ricky deserves it yet, but I think he's just going to get in there because he's Ricky, and he's a great guy. Don't get me wrong. I love Ricky.
Bubba?
But he's not playing that good. You know, he is this week, but this will be a big weekend for him.
Yep.
You know, because he doesn't want to be a captain's pick. Nobody wants to be a captain's pick. They want to make the team. And I think once you throw your name into that hat, you have no complaints whatsoever if you haven't been picked. Because you had the same amount of time to make that top 8 or 9 or whatever it is So once you're thrown into that pool, it's out of your hands. They put it in your hands for 2 years, you didn't handle it. Now you got to, it's up to somebody else to make the decision for you.
Bubba?
Pardon me?
Bubba? Is he a lock?
I would say no.
No?
Yep.
You know,
I would say no.
You know, I don't know what fans think of Bubba. I think that's mixed, right? Because of, you know, the stuff, everything else. I think that the guys like him, don't they? The band and all the stuff that they do, that stuff that they do.
I would say that reaction is mixed, would be my read on it.
The reaction of players?
To Bubba?
Yeah.
I would say it'd be mixed.
Mixed, huh?
You know, I don't get me wrong. I like Bubba, and I've been a part of a couple of teams that he's been on. He's been fine. But he's different. You know, he's not different in a bad way. He's just different. And, you know, a lot of the players think a lot of his shenanigans on the course are a little bit much and stuff like that. But I wouldn't say he'd be an automatic pick because of the team room. How about that? I'll say that.
All right. I gotcha. And J.B. Holmes is
this way, if I were the captain, I'd probably pick him up.
Yeah.
Because of his length and explosiveness.
And J.B. Holmes is the other guy probably on the bubble that we'll see.
Yeah, he's interesting.
Yep.
You know, he's never played on a national team that lost.
Huh.
Ryder Cup, President's Cup, or Walker Cup.
Wow.
Or Palmer Cup in college.
Wow.
How's that?
He's a winner, and we need a winner. We're done, Bill. Great stuff, as always. Great talking to you, and we'll talk to you again next week. And we'll talk to y'all again next week right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity. So long, buddy.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save.